This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. You're about to listen to the open division in the Albemarle County Fair Fiddle Contest, held on May 28, 2005 at the Gravity Lounge. The MC is Pete Vigor, who takes it away for us.
Thank you for being here today. This is the 21st annual Albemarle County Fair Fiddlers Contest, and delighted to see all of you out here to enjoy this music today. We're going to have a great show. We have more than 20 fiddlers signed up. Our next fiddler is from Massey's Mill. This is Kim Carey. Please give her a big hand.
The first tune is Snowbird, and the second one is Down at the Mouth of Stinson.
Our next fiddler, it's a real pleasure to introduce, not that it's not a pleasure to introduce all our fiddlers, but our next fiddler is from over in Waynesboro and has had the fortitude and the stick-to-itiveness to be able to be at his 21st annual Admiral County Fair Fiddlers Contest. He's been at all of them since 1985, and he's going to play on his own. I'm going to give you his age. His age is 87 years. This is Leslie Kritzer. Let's make him welcome, please.
I got a little something in key, a D, and Peacock Rag. I got one now, Big Joe, in key of A.
It's a great honor to be up here on the same stage with a gentleman like that. And so thank you so much for coming and getting a chance to hear him. Our next fiddler is from, well, I'd call him from Piedmont, Virginia, out there at Whitehall Way. His name is James Rucker, and he'll be accompanied by Ann Rucker and also by Peter Markish. So let's give them a great big hand, please.
Thanks, Pete. Okay. That was an Albemarle County tune, and I'm going to play another Albemarle County tune. But I want to tell a fiddler limerick, if anybody would be interested in hearing one. This is kind of one I made up for a friend of mine, Travis McCauley. He moved to Canada about a year and a half ago. And it goes like this. There once was a fiddler in Toronto who'd play you any tune muy pronto. When he rosined his bow, his wife would say, "Whoa! I've heard about all that I want to." Thank you.
The wives are applauding. Yeah.
The first tune was called All's Forgiven, and the next one is called Space Cowgirls.
Thank you.
Our next fiddler from Charlottesville, this is Tom Bailey, and has performed in many previous contests. Let's give him a hand, please. And he will be accompanied by Bill Adams.
We're going to start with I Don't Love Nobody. This one is called The Wizard's Walk.
That was Tom Bailey, and our next fiddler is Brandon Gazer. Let's make him welcome, please.
Hello, I'm Brandon Gazer. I just started actually playing fiddle a couple months ago with Pete Bigger. I was mostly classical bass and Evans Orchestra. So I haven't learned too much, but I love breaking the rules of classical music. So. I'm actually going to start off with a song called Gale's Song. It's from one of my favorite movies, Last of the Mohicans. I couldn't find any music to it, so I just kind of picked it out by ear. And then the next song I'll play will be Blackberry Blossom, which Pete only taught to me 2 days ago. So just bear with me on that.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, here it goes.
Sugar Hollow, Virginia. This is Mike Dunn. Let's give him a great big hand, please.
Thanks, Pete. Borrowing Pete's fiddle today. I hope I don't drop it. The first tune I'm going to play is a slow one. It's Slow Air by Dougie McLean, which I don't know the name of. Next is a jig, Irish jig, Banished Misfortune. Thank you.
All right, there goes my excuse. I can no longer blame my violin for problems. I wanted to also thank our another of our sponsors, Oded Kishoni, who is a violin maker out in Barbersville, makes violins and cellos, very fine instruments, and also does repairs and has some older instruments for sale that he has repaired and gotten in tip-top shape. So if you're interested in a violin and you want to do this, give Oded a call. I believe he was here a few minutes ago. There he is right there. That's Oded Kishoni. Thank you for supporting us. We're going to have one more fiddler, and then we'll have a brief break and try to accommodate anybody that wants to get lunch still. And so this is from Palmyra. This is Jenna Turner, and she'll be accompanied on her first song by her sister, Brett Turner. So let's have a great big hand for them, please.
This first song is going to be Arkansas Traveler. Next one is called Highlander's Farewell.
All right, our next fiddler will be accompanied by Peter Markish and James Rucker, and his name is Evan Esch from Charlottesville. Let's make him welcome, please, and all of this group.
Batesville.
Excuse me, Batesville. Evan Esch from Batesville. Our next fiddler is from Charlottesville. This is Paul Rosen. Let's give him a great big hand, please.
Every Tuesday at lunchtime, we have an old-time jam right here. So if you like this and like this fiddling, come down between 12 and 1 and come and play with us. It's usually a nice, fun jam. And this tune I'm going to play now is actually a really local tune because it was written on this stage. And it's called Magic Carpet. So next tune is called Reel de Chien de Chasse, which is the hunting dog, and you can kind of hear the chase going on a little bit.
Got from Free Union, Virginia, our next fiddler is Jim Childress. Let's give him a big hand.
This is a tune from Doc Roberts called Old Buzzard. It's no reflection on me, I think. Thank you. And this is another tune with a Kentucky origin. There's a, I guess, Flop-Eared Mule is a tune a lot of people know. This is a kind of a variant of that called Big-Eared Mule.
Our next fiddler is from Charlottesville. His name is Peter Markish, and he'll be backed up by Evan Esch and James Rucker. How about a nice round of applause, please?
This is Santa Ana's Retreat. We've actually done this before. My confession is that we're actually a band. The caller subs Cooter Graw. John Brown's Dream.
Okay, is Meredith Francis nearby and ready to go with her fiddle? Okay, are you all ready to go, Meredith? Okay, let's have a welcome to Meredith Francis of Highland Park, New Jersey.
I actually grew up in Charlottesville. I'm just home for the weekend. So. The first tune I'm going to do is a tune called Mucking Out Geordie's Byre. Thinking in threes because the next tune is the Black Velvet Waltz, which is a little bit slower.
Okay, we have just a few more. Our next fiddler is Colin McCoy of Stanton. Let's give him a great big hand. Come on out, Colin.
I'm going to play Done Gone. I'm going to play a little tune here. It's called Pull Off Your Overcoat and Roll Up Your Sleeve, because Jordan is a hard road to travel, I believe.
Okay, our next fiddler is from Charlottesville. This is Lee Bidgood. Please make him welcome.
I think there's fewer folks than there were earlier, but not that many.
Thank you. guess that one should probably be called Be Thou My Vision, Angeline the Baker. I don't know if that works out totally. I'm going to try and slip that one under the radar as one tune and pull off another one that I've worked up lately and that I'm calling by the embarrassing title, Almost Total Breakdown.
I'd like to invite Marie Borgman to the stage, accompanied by Fiona and Philippa Balestrieri. Let's give them a great big hand. All right.
Okay, I'm going to play two tunes. The first one is the Low Highland, and the second is In the Tap Room. And traditionally, Irish tunes are played as a set, which is like one right after the other. But I'm going to have a short pause in between to count off the second tune.
Thank you.
Well, that was quite an impressive performance in the last couple hours of very many styles of music, and I just think it's terrific to have them all here as volunteers to perform for you. And thank you so much for coming out. When we put out the idea of a fiddle contest and announced there's going to be an admission charge, you kind of hope that there's going to be some performers that are willing to come do it. So thank you. Now, do I take it from that the judging is complete? I see some nods. I'm expecting some materials and some people to help pass out these prizes.
In the open division, first place gets $100, and that's probably why we had so many good fiddlers here today, all charging for the money. But whatever works, they came, and we're very thankful we had quite a number of fiddlers, big and little, here today. We have... The judges have made a note here, Fiddler of the Festival, and we're going to go with that one first because this award goes to Leslie Kritzer, who has not missed a single fiddle tune. He hasn't missed a fiddle tune, but a single fiddle contest since they started this, since we all started it. And let's give him a wonderful, rousing applause. Leslie Kritzer. Fiddler of the Festival. We have two honorable mentions. And what happened here is there was a tie that placed both of these people in a position to get an honorable mention. And they go to, let's ask these folks to come up here, Brandon Geiser and Meredith Francis. I'm stood corrected. Moving into sixth place, we have Marie Borgman. Moving into fifth place is Peter Markish. In fourth place, although somewhat reluctant to participate today, he said his kids were here. And he was looking for an excuse, but somehow we talked him into it, and he ended up with fourth place, Mike Dunn.
Okay, we have three more places, and then we're going to be officially done today. Thank you all so much for coming. In third place, 2005 Fiddle Contest. And a yellow ribbon and $25 goes to Colin McCoy. There we go. Okay, here comes second place, $50 and a red ribbon goes to Jim Childress. All right, the champion for this year, 2005, and come again next year. We're not sure where or when, but we'll do it again. And blue ribbon, $100 cash, goes to Lee Bidgood. Congratulations, all you and everybody that came today. I have a warm round of thanks for you, and we'll see you next year. And we're going to have the place open for playing, so all you fiddlers, stick around. We'll play some tunes.
It's a treat to have these guys playing here. Remember, Lovell played at the contest for the city of Charlottesville in 1937. He took second place that year. Got another one? It's like the judges are still contemplating. One more, they say.
One more.
Got something else? Soldiers do it?
All right.
Okay.
It's on one of our tapes.
This has been the Albemarle County Fair Fiddle Contest Open Division, held May 28, 2005 at the Gravity Lounge in downtown Charlottesville. If you've enjoyed this program, please let us know. I'm Sean Tubbs. Thanks for listening.